Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:06 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and top stories include Iran attacking Israel, and Israel told, well, take it easy on your response. That's ridiculous. Kudos, Scotty Scheffler gifts thanks to the good Lord after he wins the Masters by four strokes. Second green jacket in 3-year period. He won back in 2022. Congratulations there. And joining us now, Gun Owners of America, Florida Rep. Luis Valdez. Good morning, Luis. How you doing?
Morning. Thanks for having me on, like always.
It is always a pleasure looking out for our Second Amendment rights, which we know the left is constantly like rust. They never sleep and trying to erode our rights. What's this I'm hearing about? If you sell a gun for profit, that they're trying to make a rule where it would make you an FFL. How does that work?
Due to the bipartisan Safer Communities Act passed in Congress back in 2022 with some turncoat Republicans signing on board for it, ATF now has the authority to reinterpret federal law and redefine who is and isn't an FFL. Now, traditionally, ATF has always been very vague on what qualifies as an FFL to begin with. You know, if you're a
private collector. And that's like a gun dealer, supposedly.
Yes, yes, yes. FFL stands for federally licensed federal firearms license. So it's having the federal license from ATF to be a dealer. And the problem is that ATF in the past, just like now, they've never given a clear definition. They've just said if you are selling firearms without a license and making a profit. Now, if I purchased a Chinese SKS back in 1998 for $90 with a kit with a 1,000-round case of Norinco ammo for an extra $80, and it's been sitting in the back of my safe for all these years, and I sell it, of course I'm going to make a profit. Chinese SKS is now going $600-$700. So does that qualify? According to ATF, I can now be technically charged as selling a firearm without a license.
Oh. Wow. Okay. So what can we do about it?
Well, what we can do about it is we need to put a lot of pressure on our elected officials, especially in Congress. And we also need to put pressure on our state officials. And people are going to be here and say, wait, what? Why state officials? Well, it's very simple. Because most of ATF's power comes from working with state and local officials and putting local law enforcement on task force. ATF doesn't have the manpower to crack down on these laws and edicts all over the country. They co-opt your local and state law enforcement officers, and they give them grants, and they give them additional money, and they give them overtime pay, and the agency loves it. So what we need to do in Florida is we need to press the state legislature, and we need to press Governor DeSantis, that Florida passes a Second Amendment Protection Act that flat out says no state, county, or local law enforcement will be used to enforce gun control. They will not be able to join any task force. They won't get any grant money, any of that. Other states have done it. Why hasn't Florida? I can give you the very simple as to why hasn't Florida. Because a lot of Florida Republicans in the legislature, they're fine with gun control.
Yeah, they're the weasels that, won't even let the open carry idea even come to any sort of a vote, that they squash it down immediately.
Very much so. A couple of sessions ago, Representative Kaylee Tuck, as a freshman, she introduced the Second Amendment Protection Act bill into the House, and they sidelined that. Instead, they passed a Second Amendment Protection resolution, just a strongly worded letter that has no effect, and they passed that instead of Kaylee Tuck's bill on purpose because they knew the resolution would go nowhere. And what's interesting is I haven't read it yet, all of it, but FDLE, they just came out with a revised state-level policy guide for gun dealers in Florida. And a lot of it mirrors ATF. I have to go through it verbatim and, you know, read in detail. But in the past, FDLE was just kind of like, hey, look, that's a federal issue. We don't touch it. But now they're kind of copying ATF, and it's scary.
Yeah, and I got a feeling that, you know, unlike marijuana, they're not going to look the other way. They're doing just the opposite. They're scrutinizing further. And that's, yeah, that's very troubling because that's how I think it's going to happen, in a soft way that they'll slowly disarm law-abiding citizens. And, you know, once you have a population that can't defend itself against a, you know, a government that's taking advantage of us, are they going to take less advantage of us? No, probably not. At least history says not. Let me ask you this about the magazines. I read a piece that says 700 million magazines that Americans own that have more than 10 round capacity. 700 million. So is the ATF and others working hard to try to take those away?
One, I wish this wasn't radio right now because I would post the gif of got to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers. But yes, ATF is definitely wanting to go after those. The Biden administration is wanting to go after those. Every state and local level gun grabber is wanting to go after those. And 700 million sounds like a whole lot, but here's an interesting fact. When you have gun control, gun control's goals, especially in places like California, New York, Illinois, and elsewhere, if you look, they're not doing mass confiscations. What they do is they do a couple of confiscations, and then they drive everyone underneath into the background, into an underground culture. You don't have people taking out those magazines. You don't have people taking those firearms out that use those magazines to the range. They're not using them for self-defense. They're not using them for protection, for recreation. And more importantly, because they're not doing that, they're not introducing the next generation of shooters to it. Gun grabbers' long-term goal is to eradicate gun ownership by eradicating gun culture. They want it to be that when you and I pass away, and sure, maybe we never complied, and we kept our mags and we kept our guns, but they want it that when we pass away, our grandkid or great-grandkids are going through our personal effects, and they call up the cops and say, hey, great-grandpa finally passed away. Here's all the stash that he had in the attic. Come pick it up. We don't want it. That's what they're doing. That is their end result, because it drives people underground to where they only then take out their magazines and, you know, they put in the closet of their house with the lights turned off and the windows closed.
And you know, if you could look at Australia and other places, they just had like a stabbing spree. So when people are out to really harm others, they're still very capable of doing that. The only difference is the people being attacked have no means to defend themselves.
Oh, very much so. But back to the numbers, too. 700 million also shows you that it's going to be impossible for them to actually do door-to-door confiscation. I mean, 700, just think of that. There are 300, it's estimated that we have 330 million people in the United States. That means we have more magazines than people. There simply isn't the manpower. So if we keep pumping those numbers up, and if we keep acting as traditional Americans, telling authoritative government, go fly a kite, I think in the long run, we can win and we can beat the gun grabbers, because even though they are trying to destroy our culture, I have seen in other states and here in Florida too, that people are getting tired of government telling them what they can and can't do. And sure, some people might be driven underground, but others are just openly resisting and saying no.
Real quick, last question. They've been pushing for a while private sales, that you would have to perform a background check if you're selling your gun privately. What's the status of that now?
Well, the status of that now is ATF has redefined who is and isn't an FFL. They're claiming that private sellers at gun shows and other locations are now going to need to be FFLs, but the issue with that comes down to, back in the past, as we saw during the Clinton administration, a lot of what used to be called kitchen table FFLs were eradicated by erroneous enforcement of policy and changes of policy to become an FFL, and that's going on under the Biden administration too. They're basically they're making it harder to be a legit FFL while at the same time telling you to become an FFL. Their goal is just to stop people selling and trading in firearms, because now with the Bruin decision that says you have the right to keep and bear arms, there still hasn't been a case that says you have the right to purchase and sell arms. So they're now targeting it under that avenue. But of course, we here at GLA, all of our legal team is already looking at every avenue to challenge this in court, to block this from happening. I mean, we're not just going to sit on the sidelines and be like, oh, okay, well, it happened. No. We are fighting this tooth and nail as we speak.
Appreciate it, because Russ never sleeps and the gun grabbers will never stop. So, Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez, thanks for your continued work, and we look forward to having a conversation again soon.
Thank you, and thanks for what you guys do and being a beacon of liberty and freedom on the air.
We're trying. We're fighting a good fight. Have a great week. It's 8:17. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Your top story, Iran attacks Israel. Now what? We'll talk about that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.